Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Tom time. Welcome in. And if you're just joining us, and look, I commend how many people in the suburbs who were outraged by this soda tax, sweetened beverage tax, diet soda tax, you know, the whole deal, and how much damage it's done. Because you can evade it. You're out in the suburbs. You might be in the city occasionally, but you're able to evade it. I mean, I even, when I do the shopping on Saturdays, make sure I go to a Wawa near the Giant where I shop in Flower Town, where I get Rose half and half. She loves the Wawa half and half. I never get it in the city. But I have the capability and the resentment to do that. A lot of people don't, even though this soda tax is way underperforming where they thought it would be. But let's deconstruct it, what Kenny has done here, because it tells you a lot about the very most skillful and thuggish progressives like Kenny and some on the national level, Democrats on the national level. What can we learn from this? What is the mindset of people like this? And I'd love to have you get in on this, and I'll try to flesh it out. Kenny was smart enough, and he's an environment. He's got a home court advantage here in Philadelphia. And part of it is he's playing the, you know how the Harlem Globetrotters would win every game. Occasionally, one out of 1,000, the Generals would win. He's playing the Generals. They're called the Republicans that we send to Harrisburg. Right now, they have a bill that would stop this. Right now, they have the votes. They would force Wolf to have to veto it. And they're saying, well, you know, it's a closing days of the session here in Harrisburg. We don't know if we can get to it. Remember we had Mike Terzai on recently, the head guy? Didn't know if he could get to stopping sanctuary cities. What the hell are they doing? They're the Generals. They're playing the Harlem Globetrotters. So Kenny links it to something, the children, pre-K, the sacred pre-K, with fraudulent programs, many of them, that all they did is just add bathrooms and infrastructure. They're not teaching anybody anything, and it's going to be the same result. But he had the genius to say, we're going to throw a lot of money toward Johnny Dock and the building tradespeople to rebuild the recreation centers and the like. What happens then? They don't back the soda workers union. They're unionized, the drivers and all that stuff. As a result, he can attack soda. Next level. Demonize it. Tell people how evil these people are, what they're trying to do to you. Say you're looking out for their health. Add all these things together. Get people revved up. Pass it. Great day in Philadelphia. And then think you'll wear people down. Are they really every day when they want a soda or six pack, whatever? Are they going to buy it in the city or are they going to go outside to the suburbs? Now, they're losing a lot of revenue. A lot of people apparently are doing that, but they're getting enough. That's the next thing you got to understand as a progressive. They're getting enough that they can get by with this. They don't care the damage, by the way, they're doing to businesses. Even businesses that are hiring former felons. We brought them on, the ShopRite people, right? Doing a great thing, much more than Kenny will ever do. You add it all up, and then you put it before the so-called Supreme Court. Rogue justices, they're the ones who did the gerrymandering turnaround. They didn't care about legal. They were just going to do what they wanted to do to help Democrats win. That's what they're about. So what's the counter to this? Well, this might be one of the reasons why someone like President Trump is a champion and was elected. Because he's going to be no holds barred to take on these progressive Democrats that are out of control. Republicans here in Philadelphia and across the state, they don't have the heart to do this. Democrats like Kenny are political animals who are willing to do anything that they want to get their way. Now, could this go to the U.S. Supreme Court? Yeah, I guess it could at some point. 855-839-1210. So this has been a long battle, and this is a huge victory on their part today that I predicted would happen. And it underlines what a guy like Kenny is willing to do and what Democrats, progressives like that are willing to do. It's called a utopia. Let's talk about utopias. That's what they're selling. That's what they're about. That's what they're pitching. And they know better. That's the other thing. We're going to interfere in your personal life. We don't want you drinking soda. And Kenny has a lot of millennials who think they're in shape, they're fit, they know better than these ignorant people drinking soda. And they like that too. 855-839-1210. Then the strategy of Democrats is that they get people used to it. In other words, there are people, I go to this great deli around the corner and get lunch every day. I see people buying a soda that used to be almost half that price. They're not flinching like they did in the beginning, going, oh my God, I'm paying X for this. You got to be kidding me. No, they don't like it, but it becomes a new normal. I'm thinking of writing my column that I write for the station, Talk Radio 1210, on the top 10 tactics or lessons we should learn from how progressives like Jim Kenney, who's very good at this, how they think, what they've engineered here. 855-839-1210. You can flesh some of these out. I don't know if I left any out, because I really care about this. This is so telling. How in the world? Look, tobacco, I think the same thing. But at least tobacco, we've seen, you know the difficulty with it. Smoking's gone down. People realize the hazard. They've demonized soda here. What else could they demonize? They could turn to any industry then and demonize it as long as they follow this path that Kenny has laid out. I don't know if this makes it to the U.S. Supreme Court. It might. But these justices, if you're out there in the suburbs, you're going to be hearing me say in 6 months, you know what? They are now going to tell you how much more money. You think you can run away from Philadelphia? They're not going to let you. How much more money you have to give the Philadelphia to waste? That's what it's about. And utopia. This is always the utopia they're selling, where there'll be no fat kids and every kid will have preschool and Philadelphia will lead the nation in that. Utopian tactics are part of this whole thing. It is amazing. And I say this, Jim Kenney is the biggest thug progressive, I believe, in the country, bigger than de Blasio. He rivals people on the national level. He gets it. He gets how to do these things. He gets how to appeal to millennials and people in Philadelphia who go along with this stuff. He truly does. 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. 4-2, majority opinion. You could have mailed it in months ago without all the legal arguments. It turned on a simple thing. They were taxing their language. Indicates they were trying to tax anybody that buys any sweetened drink and all that in Philadelphia. That's what their goal was. They've set it to change behavior. Nope. They say, Supreme Court, they're just taxing distributors. That's different. That's what this hangs on. Doesn't this underline, again, if we needed it, the Supreme Court, the importance of the Supreme Court? And I just dread the idea that we're in an arms race over letting people in black robes decide stuff like this. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. But hey, that's reality. That's what progressives want. A few people who are radical to do anything to usurp power and even demonize an industry that the average American thinks, what's wrong with the soda industry? What? How many industries have they demonized? How many more will they demonize? You got to do that. You got to make people think, yeah, there's something wrong with these fat cats. All right, 855-839-1210, I'm coming to you. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So let's deconstruct it toward the goal of looking at this as not just the soda tax, but how they operate, how they think, how they get things done. In this case, how they win. How is it they're winning on this in a state this conservative, a state that President Trump won, a state that Republicans have tremendous clout in the legislature, that they won't even pass the bill that would stop this and force Wolf to have to make a decision about what to do? What is it? I always come back to this. Jim Kenney is what he is. Political animal, going to do what he wants. We elect Republicans to counter this. We elect as many as possible. And a lot of them, particularly in the suburbs that are elected, do nothing. It's very similar to the congressional level. All those Republicans we send there, and they just can't counter. America doesn't want these ideas. America rejects them. I think Pennsylvania does too. I even think Philadelphia, by a slight majority, does. So why do they win? Because they're like termites. They're relentless. And Republicans, not so much. All righty, 855-839-1210. I'll get you in. Let me go to Mark. Let's start off in Oxford on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, welcome in.
Hey, thank you, Dom. Second-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Listen, we've been talking out here, a few of us, that we'd be better off if we weren't in Pennsylvania or at least in the Philadelphia five-county area. We've had a lot of negative things come down here because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the national scene, and I see where Maryland last year or so, some of the western counties there were trying to succeed from Maryland because of they weren't getting any benefit out of the state tax. And now I see this is going on in California.
Yes.
I just think it's a clear way of cutting out. It sounds like a massive undertaking, but we would be better off out of the Philadelphia tri-area.
Well, but nobody's going to allow that. That's the other part of this. You will not be allowed to leave under any circumstance or whatever. Northeast Philadelphia, for example, Mark, had talked about seceding from Philadelphia, just trying to get out of Philadelphia, not even outside the state, and there was warfare over that. They're never going to let you escape. Because if you do, the real taxpayers, the producers, then who's left to give them the money that they need for those that are not?
So as the tension raises, you know, I'm not saying violent warfare, but on a level of politics, it might come to that someday.
Well, you're not going to be able to secede. Thank you, Mark, though. And yeah, there's that sentiment all the time. Northeast Philadelphia went through that. Because if they allowed that, then who's going to pay for all this? You know, you're not going to get the money from the people left behind. You need the producers. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. 4-2 opinion. The court found the city had not violated state law. Hey, we're taxing the distribution. We're not taxing you, the citizens. All right? I knew they were going to hang there. You know how much money's been spent on either side, and it's got to be close to $20 million or more on this battle here. And Kenny has won again today. Not on the merits, not on the logic of this, not on the law, not on precedent, and liken it to the Supreme Court. This is what will happen. Why are Republicans so deficient in this? Why are they unable to play the cards and even have a vote? To put it on record, they could ban this today. They've done it in California, of all places. Why not do that? Why not say, look, today, I don't see any Republican leader out there. You know what? We are going to try even harder to make sure that precious taxpayer dollars across the state don't go to Philadelphia. We're going to push back. We're tired of this. These people want our money, and yet they don't want to follow rule of law or anything else. That's what it's about. Okay. You got Supreme Court out of control. You think you're just going to run roughshod. What are Republicans doing to push back, to counter this? What do they say to taxpayers who resent this?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.